Let's get in this word. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Today we're just going to talk about 2017. New season. I hope none of you had anything left in the offer in your ovens or whatever, because you can offer it up as a burnt offering today. Because the way I'm feeling, we'll be here all day. Yes, we will. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel it. Ah. And I love to have fun in church too. Turn to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, please. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Twenty seventeen is going to be, and it is an awesome year, even though we're still in the beginning of this year. Even has started. It's an awesome year. Praise God. And here in verse 1, it says, to everything is a season. We are in a season in 2017. Glory to God. And the way the Spirit of the Lord has given this to me, you've heard it before and you've seen some increase, but there's getting ready to come some increase like we've never seen before. We haven't seen it on this wise. Hallelujah. And you can give me a shout a little bit every once in a while. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, make me think that you really, maybe want to receive something today. Praise the Lord. But to everything, there is a season, and there's more increase that's headed and coming our way. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we really get in, can see this increase, because just talking about it and you shouting about it is not enough. I want you to experience the increase. Getting ahead of myself. All right, Holy Spirit. We, in the word of faith, so to speak, I love this company. You love the company?
Yes.
Glory. Amen. You know, down through the years, they've labeled us, those people that claim it, you know, and naming it and claiming it. And they were right. They were right. We did some of that. But then a lot of us didn't see it because we didn't go at it the proper way. We didn't go at it the proper way. There's a way to see all of this that we're talking about, that I'm talking about for 2017. There's a way. There's an order to getting these things to manifest in our lives. Go to Matthew, the sixth chapter. Matthew, the sixth chapter. And I'm glory. Holy Ghost has just got me going now. Prayerfully, I find my spot when I get back over there, but if not, Holy Ghost will help me out. Praise the Lord. I didn't know what was going to happen in this place, but I knew it was going to be good. But did you find Matthew, the sixth chapter? Let me turn over there. Matthew, the sixth chapter. Let's look at this order real quick. Because I want us to enjoy some things of 2017, and we will. Here in Matthew, verse 9, Jesus began to share. He says, pray after this manner. Now, we don't pray this prayer, so to speak, because over repetition, because Jesus tells us not to pray in repetition prayers in a verse down below, back behind this verse. But he says here, pray after this manner, that pray ye. Then he says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then the next verse says, give us. There's an order to receiving anything from God in 2017. There's an order. You would think asking would be the first thing, because over in Matthew 7, ask, seek, knock. But that's not the first thing. The first thing is here, our Father. acknowledging who he is and worshiping him and magnifying him because he's holy, he's holy. Then it goes on to say, after that, thy kingdom come, thy will. How many of you know, if you don't know the will of God, then you can't pray properly because you don't know what to ask for. So we need to know the will of God. Amen. And what does 1 John 5:14 to 15 says? That if we pray according to his will, then what's going to happen? He's going to hear you. And how will you know that he's going to hear you? Because you did what? We prayed according to his will. But then down through the years, some of us, we just start asking and thanking him, but we didn't. We just start thanking him, but not asking. It's yours. But he wants you to ask just to get him involved. As I was meditating on this morning, the Holy Spirit took me Luke 11. And Luke 11, 15, verse 11. And this is where it's talking about the prodigal son. Let's go over there and we'll come back here. You know, kind of let your fingers do the walking through the holy pages. Luke 11, 15, I want you to see this. 2017, how to receive anything. He says, then a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divided unto them his living. The son knew that he had something coming. He knew the will. He knew the will. And if we know the will, then we can ask properly, and the Father will have no problem with answering that prayer. The prodigal son knew the will. And the Father, then he says, give. Evidently, the Father had been telling him, son, see all of this? The cattle, the farm, you see the pigs, the sheep. This is all going to be yours one day. This is all going to be yours, you and your brothers. Well, I'm going to be leaving and going to that big place in the sky. And this will all be yours. But one of them decided he wanted it early. And he said, Father, I know what's mine. Give it to me. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Matthew. He said, our Father, oh, you're so good, Father. You're so wonderful. You are holy. You're magnificent. You are Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Rapha. You are glory. You are the great I am. You am whatever I need you to be. And he says here, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So now that I know his will, it is his will for us to increase. It is his will for us to increase, because when we go over to Psalms 115 and we'll read it out of the Amplified Bible, we'll see that it is his will for us to increase. And if we know that it's his will, then we can ask the Father, all right, Father, now I want to see a manifestation of what's already mine. Amen. I ask you for a manifestation of this. And a lot of people don't get that. It's a lot like if you have a son and he comes in your house and he grabs your keys to your car and he walks up, thank you, Mom. I'm gone. You say, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't you touch that doorknob. Why? Why you have my keys? Where do you think you're going? We have not had any kind of dialogue here. He just grabbed the keys and took off. No. He would have got more if he had to say, Mom, I need to run to the store. I need to do this. Mine, may I use the car? Can I use whatever it is? And she says, well, yeah, what? How long are you going to? All right, how long are you going to be? All right, okay. In about an hour. You should be back here. What? He asked. And she gave it to him. But we have a lot of people that's just trying to thank the Father for stuff, and they haven't asked. And all he wants to do is just get involved. It's yours. It's ours. It's already been provided through Jesus Christ. But just ask. Over in James, it says, if you lack wisdom, do what? Ask. And so then when he gave you wisdom, then you get smarter and you stop doing dumb things. Right? Why? You asked for wisdom and he gave it to you. Amen. James says, we have not because we ask not. And then over in James says, James 1 says, then if you ask, you must ask in faith. But you can't ask in faith if we don't know the will of God. So we have to know the will of God. Let's go to Psalms 115. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. There is a blessing explosion for 2017, people. There are some new adventures and things that's on the horizon. I can sense it in the air. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fullness of the blessing, the fullness. And that word means complete, nothing missing, nothing broken. Yes, glory to God, I'm excited about it. Now I'm going to read this verse. It says, the Amplifier says, Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, the priesthood. He will bless those. Now here we are. You know, we're not just say physically a part of, you know, Israel. You're not back there. And most of us are not of Aaron and of the priesthood. But he didn't leave us out. Isn't that good? Is that good?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. He says, he will bless those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. I'm so glad he put that in there. Because he want my children to have theirs and leave mine alone. Sometimes children get that twisted. They can have theirs and want yours too because they feel like it's my inheritance. But he said, because there's no grandchildren. God has no grandchildren, no stepchildren, and all his children. So he provide for them like he provide for me. Hallelujah. But here we are, right here, those who reverently worship him, that's in awe of him, that love him, that I'm so in awe of God Almighty and what he's doing and what he's done in my life and in the ministry. Glory to God, and what he's doing in your life, because, you know, he could have, you know, he didn't have to, but he did because he loves us. He can't help himself. Glory to the scripture over in Zephaniah says he sings over us. Oh, he takes joy. He rejoices. Oh, God rejoices over me. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. But those who reverently and worshipfully fear the Lord, both small and great. So now that we know this is the will of God, that he wants to increase us more and more. Not just you, but you and your children. So now I can go to the Father. Father, I see in your word, it's already been set up, that you want to increase me, and I want you to increase me. And I see you get joy for increasing me. So Father, I ask you for a manifestation of what's already mine, and I thank you for it. Glory to God. Now, how can I ask for this in faith? Because I've asked according to his will, which is the word of God. Yeah. And I thank God there's no other place that we can find the 100% pure will of God than this Bible right here.
Amen.
Than this Bible right here. It's authentic. Praise God. And if anyone comes with something else and you can't find it in this here, in the Bible, the word of God, then you put that on the shelf, way back on the shelf. I have some stuff on the shelf that has a dust on it as high as this point. You can't even tell that it's just dust now, praise the Lord. And people just say, oh yeah, that's going to happen, Pastor Joe. Well, I had one man prophesy to me. Pastor Ed, since he was a man of God, I didn't want to say he was a prophet lying. But we can inspect fruit. I'm going to say this brother missed it. He wasn't hearing this particular day. And we can all, you know, get off sometime because we're in this human flesh. But he told me, he said, he came up to me, he was talking to my wife and I. He said, those pet doctrines that you have, those pet doctrines, it's time for you to give up those pet doctrines. I'm thinking, what pet doctrines? Come on, puppy. Come on, pet. So I put that on the shelf. We're in the back. And it has grown dust like this. Because I didn't know anything about pet doctrines. All I knew was the doctrine that we found in the Word of God. And I followed some mighty men and women of God. Pastor Clinton, Pastor Sarah, Brother Hagin, you know, and Brother Copeland, and all these people that we kind of cut our teeth on. And so I just didn't quite understand pet doctrines. And so when people start telling you stuff and you can't find it in this scripture, then you need to put it on the shelf and leave it there, praise the Lord. If it ever come off, then you can say, yeah, they heard from God. But you, it's always kind of sketchy, though. Amen. But since we know the will of God here, that it is his will for us to increase, then we can pray properly. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can see answers to our prayer. Now, God is going to cause this increase. He's going to cause us to increase more and more. And I have a word that Brother Copeland gave about this, and I'm going to share this with you. He says, the Bible says that, this is what I'm saying. The Bible says, if you will believe the prophet, you will prosper. Now, this is the word that Brother Copeland gave. He says, it's about the blessing. The manifestation of the blessing, saith the Lord, is at an all-time high. We are approaching a blessing manifestation that the human race have never seen before. The blessing will surround you. The blessing will encase you. All debt will have to get up and leave you the same way leprosy left the lepers of old. Debt is a financial sickness. It is a financial leprosy, a burden, part of the curse. Now, if you start confessing that the blessing manifestation is coming, you will be shocked and thrilled at how quickly you will have the glory arise and drive out debt, to drive debt out of your lives. I will bless you beyond your income. I will bless you beyond your salaries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. True glory. Woo. And that's true. Probably about, now we're getting ready to celebrate 28 years of ministry. Praise the Lord. And 15, I would say, I don't know, it could be longer. I haven't had a raise. 15. How many of you stay on your job 15 years? You can't even get a cost of living raise. But he's blessed me beyond my salary. He's put a spirit of increase on my life. Ah, glory to God. He's blessed me beyond. And then when we go to have the taxes done, and I look at my salary, but I look at my income, ooh, there's a big difference. Because where the salary stopped, the income kept going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to do that for everybody. Don't put him in a box. Don't put God in a box. Because all you'll be left with the box. And he'll be gone, and you'll be stuck in that same little old mentality, doing those same little old two shuffles and stuff, and God is gone. Don't put him in a box. He says, but I want to bless you. I will bless you beyond your salaries. I will bless you beyond any you've ever known before. I will bring financial blessing on you that you don't have any idea where it came from. It will come from an explosive place. It's ready. Glory to God. He says, it's ready. I'm ready, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That sounds like the fullness of the blessing in its greatest level and highest degree to me. Glory to God. That's what the Lord wants for us. It's on the horizon, and all we have to do is begin to ask him for manifestations of what we already see here and what's on the inside of our spirits. There is, ooh, glory. There is some excitement in the spirit realm of things that's getting ready to take place in the body of Christ. There's an excitement.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. Some great things on the horizon. And we need to just begin to thank the Father and ask him for the manifestations of all of this, because we can see it here. And it's just not going to fall on you like ripe cherries from a tree. Some of you will sit here and never experience it and be frustrated. And God doesn't want that. But as you begin to confess these things and you begin to ask him for a manifestation according to his will, because then he hears us, and then you have the petition that you've desired of him, because he wants to get involved in your lives and in our lives. I don't know when I started, brothers. You have to just tell me to stop. Hallelujah. And we'll shout and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Now, God is going to cause sudden widespread increase on your lives. It's going to blast some things out of your lives. And some things are going to come into your lives. Debt, sickness, demons out. Health, finances, wholeness, wealth. Nothing broken, nothing missing into your lives. Demons will have to move. You hear what I'm saying? They have to move out the way so you can go on and do what God has called you to do for the kingdom of God. Things that you've stood for in faith will suddenly come to pass. Again, you have a part to play. We have a part to play. What is our part? Romans 4:17. Begin to call those things that be not. Hallelujah. Mark 11:23. Brother Hagin preached this forever. Speak to things. 1 Timothy 6:12. It's going to be a faith fight. You hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Then James tells us, if you're going to ask, ask in faith. Because if you don't ask in faith, he says, let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because he's like the wave of the sea. He's tossed. He doesn't know which way to go. If the wind blow him north, he goes north. If the wind blows him south, he goes south. If the wind blows him west, he goes west. If the wind blows him east, he goes to the east. He says, don't let that man think he's going to receive anything of the Lord. Because he's double-minded. He's not sure. He's got this thing, wonder, will it happen? I'm not sure he wants me to have it. Well, all the way you can know that he wants you to have it is that you've got to get in the will of God. And that's the word of God. And we'll find out that what he wants us to have. And then when you find out what he wants you to have, then you take that bulldog tenacity and you bite down on that thing. You don't turn it loose until you bless. Till you bless me, Lord. I'm not turning you loose till you bless me. I'm not turning you loose till you bless me. Amen. But it's coming. It's on the horizon. It's on the horizon for us. It's on the horizon for you. Some of us have been faced with all kind of trials and setbacks, disappointments, mistakes, and failures, but don't let these things keep you from this season of increase of miracles and the stuff the Lord wants to do. You have no idea. But step. 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 The Holy Spirit says, Do not measure what I want to do in your life by what did or did not happen yesterday, last year, last month, Do not measure what he wants to do in your life by what has happened in the past. Because if you do, you will shut down and he won't be able to do what he wants to do right now. We are constantly living and going into the future. 2 minutes from now, 3 seconds from now, you just stepped into the future. Hallelujah. He wants to do some great things. But just because you didn't see a prayer answered yesterday, every day, he says there's new mercies every morning. Can't go off on old mercies. There's a new mercy for me every morning. And it takes care of that day for me.
That's good. That's good.
Then the next day, there's a new mercy.
Yes.
And it takes care of that day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, there's a new mercy the next day. And it takes care of that day. But anytime I start looking back, I forfeit the new mercy for that next day. Anytime you look back, see, your past is the enemy to the mark. Your past is an enemy to the mark. Thank you, Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind. And I press. Toward the mark of the high calling. In Christ Jesus. Preachers, it's a press. Because the enemy don't, he wants to stop you more than anything else, because he knows if he can smite the shepherd, then what's going to happen to the sheep? They got to scatter. So you're sort of the anchor for the sheep. So you need to be spending time with the Holy Ghost so you can be the preacher, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher that you can be, so then the people can be all that they can be. It's oppressed. Forget about all that stuff. And don't be worried about people. Get free from people. Everybody in here. Yeah, and the Lord did tell me that any of you that received that word, the best is still yet to come, is yours. Now, he spoke to, told me just a couple of people specifically, but then he said everybody could get in on it. I don't care where you've been, how good you think it's been, it's going to get even better. Oh, Shanda, that ought to put a smile on your face. Hallelujah. That ought to put a smile on your face. Matter of fact, get up and do a little shout. Just get on up and do a little shout.
Hallelujah.
Just go on, get up and give him a little shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The best is still yet to come. No matter what we've gone through, no matter what we've been through, no matter how the enemy has come against us, no matter how my body is feeling, no matter how it is, glory to God, the best is still yet to come, because you're my Father, glory to God. You are our Father. You've already provided. Glory to God. Bring Bro, ata, de do da, bene, yam patu da, yele kwa da ona do da, bro tasne ne kararu, bronda ya, lue ata, so bahata, Brene, Yoko, Era, Hadada, no, hey, Shadada, yeah. Koboso, glory to God. You may be seated. There is nothing that catches me by surprise. There is nothing that catches me by surprise. Everything that comes your way, I've already provided. Just as Abraham and Isaac went up one side of the mountain, the lamb was going up on the other side. Abraham didn't know it. When he got up there on the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, he said, I've already provided my sacrifice so he wouldn't kill his son. Thank you, Jesus. God says he's already provided everything you need to match whatever you've gone through. He says all you got to do is listen and look around. Abraham, do no harm to the boy. Abraham, he looked around and the sacrifice was already there. So he untied him, got the lamb, sacrificed. So anything that happens in your life, it doesn't catch God by surprise. He's already provided your answer. But you got to be quiet enough to hear, look around, and there's the answer. Oh, shut up. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. Isn't this good? Is this good? Yes. Hallelujah, glory to God, it's so good. God is changing my ministry. And I'm not bragging, I'm just talking about him. He's changing my ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You know, Pastor D and I, we were dynamic couple. Lord, that lady. Glory to God. She was usually the one that would step out and minister in the spirit, call people up. And then I'd go up and lay hands on them. But God has shifted now that she's gone to heaven. And she's good. But he's changed my ministry. Hallelujah. Things that I didn't think I would be doing, I'm beginning to do. Hallelujah. Glory. Moving in the spirit wasn't really my forte, but I'd catch on. I had other things that I was doing, but God has changed my ministry. I'm glad. He told me in 208 to learn more about the keyboard. I could play, but he told me to learn more about the keyboard. And I said, Lord, I don't want to do that. I was praying on my knees at church, Lord. Because sometimes he used me in the psalmist. And then I said, Lord, send me a minstrel. Oh, Lord. Oh, send me a minstrel, Lord. You know, there's a few people that when I go out to minister, they can play and it's good. But send me a minstrel. I must have did that for a while. One day I was down there, Lord, send me a minstrel. The Lord and the Holy Ghost said, you learn the keyboard. No, that's not what I meant, Lord. That's not it. That's not it. Send somebody. You learn the keyboard. And you know how we are. Lord, when will I have time to do that? Lord, I don't even have a keyboard. I had one that was a kitty when we had bought PJ and Jason years ago. Can you imagine how that would sound? And so, I was tingling around with that one. And Pastor Sarah went to Rock Mall, Texas in 2009. She was driving by herself. And I didn't want her to drive by herself from Jersey, from New York. She was going to Tulsa, then from Tulsa to Rock Mall, Texas. I didn't want her to do that, but I didn't have enough nerve to call and tell her. So I told my wife, I said, you know what, I really don't want Mom driving like that by herself. You know, I'll drive her. So I still didn't call her. And a day or so, Pastor Sarah called. She said, Percy, I'm driving, but will you drive me back home? I was so glad she called me. I said, yes, ma'am. So she came to Jonesboro that I don't know, it was a Thursday, I think it was. And we were going to rest, and she was going to rest and get up the next day. But Mom said, no, let's go this evening. So we jumped in the vehicle about 3:20 that afternoon. And God gave me supernatural strength. I drove all night and all day and didn't get tired and brought her back to Nanuet, New York. Then on the way by Pennsylvania, she said, you know what? I think it'd be good if you preach while you up here. And I'm like, Lord, me preach. Oh, Lord. So she called the pastors, and they thought it was a pretty good idea to give them a day off, too. And so I had been complaining to God. I don't have any money to get a keyboard. I don't have time. I don't have anything. And I preached, and that offering bought that keyboard. I was without excuse. I was without excuse. And I began to learn the keyboard. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Anybody know?
I know why, bro.
You know why?
I know why.
Well, Lord told you that same thing. Lord have mercy. Well, you know what you got to do, sister?
Yes, I do.
So the Lord began to give me, he'd been giving me some songs. He gave me one song. I think I'll play it. Is that all right? Amen. Hallelujah. It's, I don't know what the setting is in, but praise the Lord.
I can change it. Almost there. There we go. Praise the Lord. Yay, glory. Your glory in this jar of clay. bring glory in this jar of clay. I bring glory to you.
There's increase for 2017. There's increase in every area. There's increase for our lives and for. But we just ask for manifestation of what's already ours. Amen. Thank you. Because you're asking according to the will. And if we follow the order of magnifying Him. Desire to have that child. He saw it. And as long as we have the will of God on it, and you're settled, because the enemy will always be trying to pull you. And this is not the will of God. You don't think, you don't even think you're going. You remember how you used to forgetting those things. Because we all have a past. Some of you are closer to your past than others. Let someone just kind of cross you a little bit. You be ready to go back to the book of curse and the book of slap. Amen. Come clean, saint. Tell the truth and shame the devil. And the way we drive here, we're not very polite drivers. Hallelujah. And so you have to have patience and all that kind of good stuff. Because if you don't, you can easily slip back into what you say you have given up. Hallelujah. Husband and wives, you can easily slip into some things. And, you know, praise the Lord. If you've been had a lot of intense fellowship, and now you've seen in the Word that you're not supposed to do all that kind of stuff, and you're living according to the Word. I love my wife; she respects me. Hallelujah! But one day, something happens. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen. But getting those things. Am I finished, you all? It's almost 1 o'clock. I don't know. You tell me. It's almost 1 o'clock. How long y'all usually go? 2? 3? You know, in our Baptist roots, you know, we may not ever get out. 12:30? Oh, Mom. Oh, it's 12:35. Okay. Well, one more thing. As I said, your past can be an enemy to your mark, or to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul knew that. He knew that. He knew that the call on his life, that new season, was greater than anything he had experienced to this point in his life. Hallelujah. And it became his desire and his quest and his pursuit. So to possess this new season, it also is going to take you getting an image of God's love. And I'm about to close. For you. 2 Corinthians 5:14-21. I'm not going to read it now, but just go there and look at it. It tells us of his love for us. He died for all so that old things could become new. And so God loves you beyond what you can ask, think, or imagine. Hallelujah. And we need this image of a loving Father. You are righteous because of him. Praise the Lord. And you have a right to walk in this new season of increase, blessings, and miracles. You have a right to do that. Because he's made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not in yourself, but through Christ Jesus. So therefore, you have a right for this increase to come on your life. This increase, the blessing, the manifestation, this endowment of power. The blessing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The blessing, the power of God on your life. Mm. And so step into this. Forget things that will hinder you from going to this place. It's not worth it. Being mad with people is not worth it.
Praise God.
Being offended and bitter is not worth it.
Praise God.
You know, they don't even know it some of the time. They go on, but you stuck yourself. You stuck yourself. You've dammed up the stuff God wants to do for you. Nothing is going to come forth. You know, this is just where the rubber meets the road, Christian people. If you say you love Jesus, then there should be some sign. If you get cold, you get goose pimples or whatever, you chills. If you get hot, you begin to perspire and sweat. So if you love like God says, there should be some sign in your life. So God can bless you like he wants to. Mm-hmm. And I'm closing. Did you receive anything today?
Praise God.
Did you receive anything today? Give him some glory. So step into this so you can receive the blessings for this day. But not only for this day, but for the rest of your life. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your time. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn it over to you. Okay. Praise God. I'll close it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we don't have a close of service here without giving someone a chance to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. If you're here and you're not saved, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Open and let him come in. He has a great, glorious plan for your life. But the only way you can get involved in that plan, you must accept him as Savior and then allow him to be your Lord. Accept him as Savior and allow him to be. Because a lot of people, they say he's my Savior. But it's questionable whether he's their Lord. And so not only is he wants to be your Savior, but he wants to be your Lord. Hallelujah. Complete the relationship. So if you're here, if you've never prayed and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you prayed once, but you wasn't quite ready, but now the Lord is dealing with your heart, and now you're ready to sell out the whole route to Jesus Christ. And if that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me.